from La Plaza Mexico Bullfighting Arena in Mexico City, where the sport has resumed after a two-year legal battle. Fans of bullfighting think of it as art more than sport, but to others, it's animal cruelty. James Wagner covers sports culture in Latin America for the New York Times. James, welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. This is a very old sport. It's been a part of Mexico's culture literally for hundreds of years. Why has it become so controversial now?
If you look at the history of bullfighting, I mean, in some countries, like even Spain, it has kind of waned in some popularity in some ways, and arenas have closed, but turning into shopping centers, younger generations might not be interested in it. Kind of that same thing has happened in Mexico. Five of the 31 states plus Mexico City have banned it. That's all happened since 2013. So this region of Mexico City is part of it, where this bullfighting arena, the largest in the world, was also a product of that new way of thinking, the new way people think about animal rights and the environment.
Well, I mean, the sport is undeniably brutal for the animals. The matadors stab them with swords until they die, either in the bull ring or just outside of it. What do the supporters of bullfighting say about that?
They think people focus too much on the killing itself. They argue that it is part of a culture that's been in Mexico and then also just in the world. I mean, this dates back to the 1500s when the Spaniards brought this to Latin America, and it's been going on in Mexico. At least the earliest recorded bullfighting event was in 1526. It's been around for a long time. They say it's part of the culture. It is a huge spectacle. But Plaza Mexico seats 42,000 people. So beyond soccer, how many events are regularly drawing that many people? So they argue it's not just important to the culture, but also the economy, the ranchers, the people that live and work at all the arenas and plazas throughout the country, bullfighters themselves, the restaurants and businesses all around them. That's been a part of the fabric of the society and the city and this country for a long time.
And so just recently, after several years of these legal battles, the bullfighting wasn't happening in this part of Mexico City. It is back at La Plaza Mexico. How would you describe the energy of the ring during those first matches?
It was nearly at capacity, so almost 42,000 people there. To hear that many people saying like ole at the same time, it was fascinating to see kind of like that social gathering, the cultural gathering. And obviously, you know, people that are against this can't get past the fact, and you know, understandably, because there's an animal being killed there in the arena. In front of everyone, you see the blood, but the people there, I mean, there's an art to it. There's a way to do it well. Like the bullfighters that are renowned have a certain kind of expertise and manner in which they do this. So, you know, interesting to see this happening in the arena, sitting all the way at the top row and then having people around you eating, drinking, smoking cigars, having a good time at the same time. It's just depends on your point of view, obviously, to how you might interpret that or feel about that.
And I presume the fight over this sport is not over. Do you think this is the beginning of the end for bullfighting in Mexico? I mean, where do you see the culture going?
The people that run the La Plaza Mexico, this arena, have successfully fought off some challenges. While the sport might be declining in the country overall, in these certain areas, the pockets remain pretty strong. Even in the smaller areas, not just in Mexico City, in the more rural areas where there are smaller plazas that aren't as big, those are still pretty well attended and popular, and the sport remains strong there.
James Wagner is a reporter for the New York Times. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.